Many years ago in the land of Judea, there lived the old priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth. They loved God very much. They had prayed to God for children, but they didn't have any. Children were thought to be signs of God's blessing. Zechariah and Elizabeth wondered why they had not been blessed. One day, it was Zechariah's turn to serve God as priest in the temple. God sent the angel Gabriel to Zechariah. When Zechariah saw the angel, he jumped. It was quite scary. "Don't be afraid, Zechariah," the angel said. "God has heard your prayers. Your wife will have a son, and you will call him John. The name John means God is gracious. God is blessing you and Elizabeth with joy. John will be filled with the Holy Spirit. John will be a great prophet." Zechariah was amazed. "How am I supposed to believe this?" he gasped. "Surely my wife and I are too old to have children." "You don't believe me?" the angel replied. "God sent me to bring this good news to you. But since you did not believe my message, you won't be able to talk until John is born. Everything I have told you is true. It will all happen as God has said." Suddenly, the angel disappeared. When Zechariah came out of the temple, he couldn't speak. He couldn't make a sound. He couldn't even make a tiny squeak. The people knew something strange had happened, but Zechariah couldn't tell them. He couldn't speak. 9 months later, Elizabeth had a strong, healthy boy, just as the angel had said. Elizabeth and Zechariah felt so happy and blessed. When the baby was 8 days old, all the neighbors gathered to celebrate. It was time to choose a name for him. Everyone thought that the baby should be called Zechariah, like his father. "No," Elizabeth declared. "The baby's name is John." All the people looked to Zechariah. They wondered what he thought, since no one in the family had the name John. Using a writing tablet, Zechariah wrote, "His name is John." Suddenly, Zechariah could speak again. In a loud voice, Zechariah praised God. Zechariah and Elizabeth knew that God had been so very gracious to them. All the people who saw what happened were astonished. In fact, people throughout the countryside talked about it for days. Everyone who heard the story wondered what it meant. "What will become of this child named John?" they asked one another.